So we found out from at least a couple of Minnesotans that they received in the mail something that looked like, claimed to be from Publishers Clearinghouse. It's pretty well designed. It looks authentic. And the scam tells people that they won $2.5 million, and it attaches a check with instructions to the individual that they should deposit the check and then wire that same amount to Publishers Clearinghouse to pay for expenses. And what happens is individuals wire the money, the check bounces, and the individual is out that money. In the cases that we've got examples of, one check is for approximately $6,100, another is about $5,500. So these are significant amounts of money. And individuals just need to be aware of this particular approach. We've seen lottery scams of this type in the past. We're aware of people who have lost money on this new Publishers Clearinghouse scam in other states. We so far haven't heard of a Minnesotan who's lost money on this recently, but we do know that Minnesotans have been targeted.
Do we have any idea, Commissioner, who is perpetrating this scam?
We don't. It's national in scope, and often these originate from outside the country. We work with our colleagues in other states and with federal law enforcement to try to track them down, but they're fairly sophisticated in sort of blocking steps to identify them.
And so, Commissioner, what is your recommendation to anyone that gets a piece of mail like this or could potentially be a victim of such a scam?
The most important thing is to think that if a deal sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Second, don't ever wire money or send a money order, gift card, or cashier's check. Once somebody does that, it's almost impossible to recover the funds in this day of electronic money transfers. And also resist the sense of urgency that these scammers try to create. They want to pressure you to act now. And so take time to think about it. Talk to a friend or a relative and say, I've got that. And if you have any questions at all, you should contact the Department of Commerce.
All right, perfect. Commissioner, any other significant information you can think of to share?
No, I mean, this is, lottery scams have been with us for a while, as other forms of scams have been, and this is just a new and particularly sophisticated approach that we want to make sure Minnesotans are aware of.